Hey, fellow entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Buckets and Boomgates Studio with Kim White and Curry Zarb. Determined to solve world problems for entrepreneurs, these two are changing how we look at the big things we do on our business adventure. Kim and Curry share from their own lives ways to protect our time, money, and bandwidth. This show is designed for you, the entrepreneur, to hear behind-the-scenes stories of real people across the globe who have learned how to get serious results wrapped in fun for your business. Stay tuned to join today's juicy conversation with Kim and Curry.
Welcome to season two of Buckets and Boomgates podcast. I'm here in the BBG studio with the beautiful Jill Olish. Jill, thank you for joining me in the studio today.
Ooh, I'm excited for this, Kim. Thank you.
Well, and we want to just kick out of the gate. If you haven't heard the announcement from the wrap up of season one, be sure and go back because we are missing our Curry Zarb. I want to say that right out of the gate. We are missing her. And she has promised, and we're holding her to this promise, she has promised to come and do a cameo with us later this season. So we will hunt her down with that cape flying she's got going on and like enforce that promise. But I just want to say that before we get started, before anyone who didn't hear the wrap up says, what? What's going on? So there you go, Jillo. How's that for kicking it off?
Love it, love it, love it. Season two is going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to definitely be fun. And some of the changes we just want to mention up front so that everybody can get acclimated is Curry is the editing guru. We are not. And nope. So we are going to have conversations that won't be edited. It will be raw and real as usual when you're hanging out with us. You know, there's a lot of stuff goes on. There'll be spicy conversations. There'll be funnies. There'll be serious. There'll be all the things. But we are not going to try to edit this and make us sound better. We're going to make us sound just like we do. Mm-hmm. So putting that out there. Jillo, you have anything to say to that?
You know, there's a lot of things that we're doing to make momentum in our businesses. And there's a lot of questions out there that need to be answered. So I think we'd like to spend that time getting this information out to everybody to help them start their journey, take advantage of new opportunities that are ahead of them instead of making us look so polished and poised when we're just trying to get the information.
I love this. I love, love, love that we are not polished around here. We are messy. That is our claim to fame. But I will say this. We've had a lot of questions and a lot of feedback. We've had a lot of ask for certain topics. We've had all that. And we've got a running list that Curry and I started last season that is going to carry over to this season. Mm-hmm. So that we can try to cover these things because we are listening, y'all. We are hearing you and what you're asking for, and we want to serve you at the best possible way we can. And this is how we think we do it, is by listening. So, Jillo, do you have, and just for everyone who has not met Jillo yet, it is Jill Olish, but I am going to say she's my Jillo. So not Jello. She doesn't jiggle like Jello. She's like buff like Jello.
Although that was the jingle that was sang all throughout my childhood.
I love it. Love it. Love it. So do you want to like read off some of our topics that we've been asked about or questions we have so that everybody can kind of get a feel for what's coming in season two?
Definitely. And I know one of the things that you and Curry had started was this idea of a series of topics. So I know we want to continue those. We have on our list a series about teams and all the things that go in, like with hours and project-based things. We have a series for leadership. And if you are listening to all the other things we are doing, there's a lot to talk about leadership here. So get ready for a series on that, as well as a community series, because what better way to talk about entrepreneurship than with community? So lots to talk about in that. Let's see, what else? We got some calendar topics, friends and family discounts.
That's a big funny, just so everybody knows that that's coming. You'll want to hear that one. That one's spicy.
How to be in community and be honest, helping others versus full-blown cape mode like Carrie's currently in, about giving good feedback, how to share but not overshare. Oh, some definitely some conversations about Melty.
Definitely.
And another thing that we love so much, relationships. So all the things that come with that, vulnerability, the right time to start a business. So yeah, lovely list we got here. It's just growing.
And if you're listening and you have a question and you didn't hear your topic on the list, feel free to message us, because that's part of our mission. Our mission is to make sure that everybody can get, you know, the questions answered that they have, because I will say it can get kind of creepy out there in entrepreneur land. It can get pretty creepy with no one wants to give you the right answers, or the truth is they don't really know the right answers, but they want to sell you something. So there's that. There's a lot of ways that it can get really creepy. So we want you to be able to come here. This is our freebie. A lot of people don't understand that a freebie is not just a PDF downloadable. This is our give back to everyone by coming on and spending time doing the podcast and doing the things. So if you have thought freebies were only something you download as, you know, on your computer, guess again. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't already subscribed, I am going to say out loud, you definitely want to hit the follow the show, you know, button on your podcatcher that you're listening on. So that way you can be notified. We're going to do our best to keep the same cadence and have a weekly episode. But I am going to be honest about this even. We got a lot of life going on. And if we miss an episode, we apologize up front as we get our sea legs about us for this podcast.
I have to say that I did not know podcasts were a freebie. And as I'm looking back at the things that I'm doing in business, this is one of the things that I'm excited about, because it is something fun to do, but it's also a freebie for me to give to freebie for my business. And fitting it into our schedules, while I have a little one and we're entering the summer season as we're getting this season started for season two, it's going to be really wishy-washy with scheduling how we're going to get together. So like I said, it's going to be unedited. It's going to be a little messy, but it's going to be a lot of fun with some serious thrown in, and just us being living proof of being able to be entrepreneurs and having a life.
Especially that last part, and having a life. And Jill, I'm also going to add in here, we're going to be throwing in the mix some, I'm going to say, clips from some of the masterminders for Groundwork Brigade and Fire Up Mastermind. We are going to be throwing in the mix some sticky note time, like clips. We're just going to throw some things in the mix, because if we feel like someone has added value that's not even us, like we want to be very clear about that and transparent. If somebody else said something brilliant we want to share with you, we're going to throw some of that in the mix too, because we want it to be that you get to know other people who are part of this entrepreneurial community that we run in. So
I'm excited to have some new faces on here, not just mine being the new input around, but having all of the other entrepreneurs that run in our circle giving their little tidbits that they've learned. Because this podcast was birthed because of and alongside some of the things that we've started elsewhere in My Sexy Business land.
It is true, Jalo. And I think that everyone needs to know that about you, is that you've been along for this adventure for, we're in the fourth year.
Yeah.
So it has been a long time. It's been a lot of craziness, I'm going to say that. It's been a lot of things from the time that you joined the team. But I'm going to tell you, you've been such a great asset to the team and to me personally. And you being there to watch things be birthed, you being there to help grow things, and you being there to do, you know, different pieces of this, I just want to acknowledge it out loud. I want to say out loud how grateful I am, and how grateful I am for this adventure we'll be on for this season, because it will be an adventure. If you're hanging out with me, it is definitely an adventure.
Well, thank you, Kim. And I do have to say, without My Sexy Business team, the leadership that is a part of the team, the masterminds that have come out of the community as well, like this podcast, like the other podcasts that the other entrepreneurs in the community are hosting, the success of not just me, but everyone as a part of it, I don't think would be possible without all of this. So there's definitely a lot of value coming out of this podcast, as well as the masterminds that it was born because of.
Thank you for saying that, Jalo, because I just want to tell a quick behind this story, like behind, I'm going to use Adam's behind the scenes, behind the curtains, but I'd love to tell why this community means so much to me, because I think that there's a lot of things that we start, or a lot of people start in other places, that is just all about the money. Mm-hmm. It's all about, you know, how much can I sell something for? How many bazillion dollars can I make by the weekend? How many, like, and while every business needs to make money to stay in business, I feel like it's important to share why this community was started, like what actually this came about. And I have to be honest, I didn't really realize some of this until lately. I didn't analyze it until lately, I will say. But when I was a little girl, a little bitty girl, my nanny would set me up on an old-fashioned step stool at the counter. She would give me all kinds of ingredients to play in. And I'm going to tell y'all out loud, I was a hot mess. I'm pretty sure that's really what the point of it was, is to keep me out of trouble. But she would let me make up all kinds of recipes. She would call them recipes. I now know they were just concoctions. But she let me practice cooking. She let me be part of what she was doing, cooking dinner and like doing the different things. And her and my papa would pretend to eat whatever the nasty stuff. I'm sure it was nasty, y'all. Like, let's just be real. A 3 and 4 year old does not make good, you know, good recipes at that point. Didn't have a clue what any of it did. But I think it opened up something in me. And I think I've been entrepreneurial since I was like created. That's what I'm going to say. But that's one part of my story, is having a space to be allowed to be messy and allowed to create something that tastes terrible, probably, or allowed to create something and have no one be judgy or ugly about it. And I feel like that's part of what this community means to me, is that this is a home. Like, this community is like a home for entrepreneurs, where we can come in and we can practice. There's no judgment. There's no, you know, none of the snarkiness. Because if there is, if y'all haven't met me yet, you should really know up front, I'm very fierce about this. You want to be judgy? You're not even welcome in our community. If you want to be snarky or ugly, you're not welcome. We don't put up with gossip. We don't put up with the meanness. We don't put up with any of that. And it's because it's the same way that they created that environment for me when I was little. That's my heart's desire, is to create a home for entrepreneurs who can come in. They can practice, they can learn, they can be messy until they get to the place that they get their recipe right and they can take it to the world and the world will love them for that recipe. So relationships are so important, like Jill said a while ago. I think that this is just part of our story that needs to be said out loud for season two, is this is why this means so much to me.
And as someone who is on the other side of that, in the participating side, it is definitely for me, a safe space to come and get the feedback, because as part of the team, I'm also part of what you do, Kim, in being the first one to make a first move, showing that it can be done as simple as it is, as messy it is, and leading by example in that way, which gives me the confidence in my own business to make those attempts. Then, even if it may not be out loud to the world, but to bring it to a mastermind session and ask the questions, hey, does this work for you? Are you getting what I'm putting down? Am I translating? Is this off-putting? Whatever those might be. Here's my pitch, like in the Not Creepy Room on Clubhouse, like really getting to start practicing and getting more confident on my sea legs, as we'll call it in this podcast too. That space feels safe as someone who's a part of that on the participating side. And I encourage everyone to look for a space like this. And I'm glad to have found one of my own. And hey, come check it out for yourself as you listen in on this podcast too, because we're all over the place between all the things that we're doing, summit wise, event wise. It's a whole bunch of firsts for a lot of us, which is very fun and scary sometimes.
And I love that we're a community full of first timers. And it doesn't mean first time in business always. Right. Sometimes it's the first time they've ever spoken at an event, or sometimes it's the first time they've been in a magazine. Sometimes it's the first time they've been on an audio app and like modded the stage. Sometimes it's the first time they've ever been vulnerable enough to put out there, like you were saying, Jill, that, hey, what do you think about this idea? Because getting feedback can be scary and it can be hard when you don't know where the person is coming from. And we are quick to make sure feedback is the right kind of feedback in our community. We don't do what we call red carpet feedback. And there was an episode, I don't know what number it was now, way back in season one, where we talked about that, but I am sure that will come up again, because when you're giving someone feedback in a harmful way, we're going to shut that down. Like, that's part of what we're committed to. And I am so grateful, Jill, that you are running with me on that fierceness, because it does take... And you laugh and say it takes a village to like raise a mama. It takes a village to herd a princess. It takes a village to build a business. And for those out there who are feeling, I'm going to say homeless. I know that everybody hates when I use that, but there is a homelessness when you're trying to do everything yourself and you don't have support and you don't have that place to practice and you don't have that place to be who you really are. I think that that's a horrible place to be. And so we just want to speak to that and say, we are definitely not judgy and we have been through some stuff. I will tell you, we've got stuff going on right now behind the scenes that I am laughing. It's like, I wasn't even sure if I was going to have internet today to record. And we didn't know until the last minute. So the issues are across the board though for everyone. Everyone has different issues going on, but there's lots of issues when you're building a business. So there's lots of issues when you have a life.
I was going to say, we're not hiding that. We're so transparent on really our lives and what exactly it does look like to take that leap into running a business, to starting it, to trying to figure out that harmony in, well, where is my time being spent? And I think that the My Sexy Business team is a great example of how that can be shared across the board to everybody as part of the community, because we all feed off of each other, and it really does take the whole village to get it, that momentum going for everybody individually.
So let's speak to this really quickly too, because it always comes up in my mind when we talk about the time we spend in the community and the things that we do, like as a community, because we have a quarterly summit, we have masterminds weekly, we have like all these things going on. And when someone's really busy, they look at that and they say, well, I don't have time for one more thing. But what happens when you're in this community is it flips how much time you are spending. And you start spending things like time on the right things in the right order so that you get those results you're looking for. So I want to just speak up really quickly about that. We don't want to be a time suck for anyone, but take us with you in the car, take us with you on your commute, take us with you, you know, with you to the park, whatever it is. We want you to get the most out of your entrepreneur adventure. And that's what we're here to try to provide. So if you have a question, if you have feedback, whatever, please don't hesitate to reach out to us.
Your questions that we're answering, because we all have them, and if one of us doesn't speak up with it, someone else will. So we're happy to hear them and talk about them, because like we said, somebody might not have asked it, and they probably have it burning inside and it needs to be said out loud. So,
and we have a rule around here: ask until you're clear. Mm-hmm. So if there's something that you are asking the question and it's still not quite clear to you, keep asking, because that's what we're here for. I have been in other groups where it was told to just go Google something, stop asking or whatever. But I think what a disservice that is, because if somebody has the answer, and we don't claim to have all the answers, we claim to know a lot between the whole community. There's a lot of experience running in this community, but we together, we may know an answer. And we don't want you feeling like you can't find something or struggling or getting stuck or like just all the things. So we know this is very long for a pivotal episode, but we just want to be very clear about some of the changes and some of the conversations and why we're doing it. I think it's really important to remember why we're doing it.
Well, I think it's going to be a fantastic season with so much input from so many people, and I'm excited to see where it leads us.
Me too, Jillo, and sweet listener, we thank you for tuning in, and we hope that you followed the show and continue to hang out with us, and we hope you have your freebie, whether it's a podcast or a PDF. We hope you have your freebie ready for your people who are looking for you to be their solution as well. So thanks for joining us in the BBG studio, and we love you all. See you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you for joining Kim and Carrie in the Buckets and Boomgate studio for today's conversation. Don't forget to follow the show for future juicy conversations. And I can't wait to chat with you next week.